There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
VSiN Pro subscribers get access to the best betting talent in the game. Subscribe now and a great midseason offer to make you smarter, better. $99 all the way through the Super Bowl. What a deal. $99. 24/7 live shows. Subscriber-only betting guides, college bowl season, Super Bowl, $99 through the Super Bowl, VSiN.com/subscribe.
You think more people across the country would prefer to go back to the BCS system or expand to a 12-team playoff this year?
Oh, come on, no-brainer. No-brainer, 12-team. 12-team would be nuts.
I would think that.
That was the most ridiculous thing. BCS, they decided. I'll never having kids. I'll tell somebody when I'm 80. The fact that they
you're not making 80. You might not make 50.
I'm a dog. Absolutely.
You're a dog to make 50.
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh no. 60.
Okay. That's fair.
50's coming up. Yeah. Got the contract extension coming up. Well, what was I talking about?
You were gonna tell somebody something.
Oh, how we decided. We decided to play in the championship game by a computer.
It's so dumb.
A computer dictated who would play in a championship game.
And some people liked
it. And yes, that's right. Then Herbie Hancock went around. How about Herbie Hancock, our guy, coming in doing a 180 now? Boy, is he bought and paid for.
Oh, you think?
This is great. Everyone wants a 12-team. After all this time saying how great this is.
The regular season is so good.
We got to have the Peach Bowl. We played in the Peach Bowl in 1957. We loved it. Yeah. It's the time of our lives.
It's great. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But this could be chaos, and no one's talking about it. We're down to 9 undefeated teams. But you're telling me if we had a 12-team this year?
Come on, Paul.
It is chaos. You just see,
so
Alabama has flaws. Georgia's not playing well. But 9 undefeated teams are left. Syracuse, one of them, plays Clemson. Tennessee eventually will play Georgia. Michigan, Ohio State. Ole Miss plays LSU. UCLA and Oregon coming up. TCU, K-State. TCU has a tough schedule. But you're looking at this, and You also have to look at the what-if scenario with a one-loss team, such as a Tennessee, if they lose a close game to Georgia. And then Alabama runs the table, and they beat undefeated Georgia in the SEC title game. What do you do? I can't believe Michigan, at most books, $1.10 to make the playoff. But also, what happens if they go to Ohio State, who's undefeated, and that's a close loss? I mean, this is wild when you look at all the possible scenarios here.
Okay, so I see Michigan right now 2-1 at DraftKings to make the playoff. But I don't think that team's making the playoffs. And let me just say right now that personally, I am not okay with Tennessee if they lose a 3-point game at Georgia and they're 11-1 and they don't make the playoff. I am not okay with that. Because this team
That would be a mess though. Under my scenario, that's a mess.
Oh, I know.
You won at home, but it was a last-second field goal against Bama, and then Bama beats Georgia, and Tennessee lost a close game at Georgia, but that was on the road, too, and my head spinning.
And so what's going to happen there is Alabama and Georgia will be in. Assuming Ohio State runs the table, they're going to be in.
Absolutely.
So then do they consider Tennessee as the third SEC team to make the playoff, which already has an air to behind it?
Well, you see what the people think of Michigan. You see what the pollsters think of Michigan. What if their only loss is Ohio State and it's close? I mean, this is...
How about this?
That's brand name bias, too. Michigan's a powerhouse. Eyeballs.
Would they take Tennessee in this scenario, where they're 11-1, don't make the SEC title game in the playoff, ahead of Oregon, 12-1, winners of the Pac-12 championship?
Absolutely.
They would take Tennessee ahead of Oregon?
Yes, they would. Because the close loss is to Georgia?
Yes, it is.
Yes, 49-3. Andy Staples said they throw by them. No, that would matter. 49-3?
I agree with you.
I don't care you coming on a 12-game losing streak.
I agree with you.
Winning streak.
Yep.
It'll be 49-3. I'll give you another one. Undefeated Clemson. I don't think Clemson loses. Syracuse at home, at Notre Dame, Louisville, Miami, South Carolina, ACC title game. They're keeping undefeated Clemson out?
No. No, they're in.
All right. So this is going to be wild. Right. It's certainly. How about, here's another one. Why did USC fall so far in the polls? They go on the road against a good team who's ranked, and they lose last second on a 2-point conversion by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're 12-1? What if they also beat undefeated UCLA coming up? So that's another one we'd have to look at with that scenario.
Well, how about if UCLA runs the table?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I mean, first of all, for Utah to go for 2 in that scenario, I thought it was brilliant from Whittingham. You had to do it. I totally agreed with the move. They got it. And, you know, USC's luck ran out. But if they run the table, they have, you know, Lincoln Riley. They have, you know, people are going to look at Addison's hurt, though.
Yeah. What?
Addison's hurt this week.
Yeah.
So
I know, but it's USC.
Oh, it is. They absolutely have that brand name, or
yes,
maybe they would
do.
Catch a little bit of a break there. How about, does TCU have any chance? Again, with their schedule this week?
I know.
After another?
Okay, so you're saying if they run the table.
If they run the table.
Right. That'd be a hell of a resume. There's no easy out in a Big 12. There's depth. Serious depth.
Paul, this is, okay, what they have done already. At SMU, Oklahoma at home, at Kansas, Oklahoma State. They then have to turn around this week and play Kansas State. Oh, by the way, they might be live if they run the table. They still play at West Virginia, feisty. Texas Tech at home, beat Texas. They play at Texas, at Baylor, and they get Iowa State. If they run the table, that team can't make the playoff. They're 9-1.
Oregon's 10, Bama plus 130. You saw 2-1 at DraftKings. I saw Michigan at two spots, 110. Ohio State is at DraftKings, I think, is $6, 450 at another one. Clemson, $1. That is too low. Clemson's $1.25 to make the playoff? Two touchdown favorites Saturday.
Yeah.
At Notre Dame. Good luck figuring them out. And then the next three games are at home.
At home, yep.
Georgia, oof. $4. I've seen higher than that.
I see higher than that right now. I see in the 650 range.
To win the SEC, Georgia $1.30, Tennessee plus 450, Bama plus 170. And you can get adjusted win total, Tennessee 10.5. Georgia 11.5 over plus 120, Bama 10.5. I don't think they lose again regular season. Clemson's 11, Buckeyes 11.5 plus 120. Good fun. This is going to be wild in, of November.
That
wild.
Is a, that, I mean, let's be honest here. That is a tricky back-to-back, though, coming up here for Georgia. They get Florida on the neutral, then Tennessee at home, and 2 weeks later they play at Kentucky. Kentucky's pretty good. They're not bad. They can be tricky. Yeah. I mean, I thought Paul Stone's point yesterday about how the letdown spot for Tennessee could be maybe next week, not this week, because they get Tennessee Martin, and they should blow that team out because they're no good. But then the next week against Kentucky might be the letdown for Tennessee.
The other thing that would help out Tennessee is if LSU beats Ole Miss by a good margin, then they could just, hey, we went in there, no problem. The Death Valley clubbed them.
That'd be big.
It'll also pad the stats and the resume. But this is going to get enough attention about what could happen here with absolute chaos, which, again, this system is also bad because you have four playoff spots and five power conferences.
It never made any sense.
Plus how the SEC has owned the playoff, too. So it's you're right. Bama's in if they run the table.
Oh, they're going to get in.
Yeah, and then even if Georgia is on, right, so there could be two right there, Bama-Georgia. If undefeated Georgia plays one-loss Bama and Bama wins, they're both in.
I tell you what would really hurt. If UCLA would happen to shock the world, well, it's not, they're not that big of a dog. They're like a six-point dog this week. But if they go to Oregon and win, they close Stanford at ASU, Arizona, USC at home, and then at Cal, that's manageable. What if UCLA is 12-0 going to the Pac-12 title game, they win and they're left out? That might be a real thing. They're 13-0.
Oh, boy.
We're going into this selection
for the
final day.
They'll kill them for the non-con.
Oh, absolutely destroyed.
Yes. They need South Alabama to win the Sun Belt.
And other teams with one loss will absolutely get ahead of UCLA. And UCLA is good. Mm-hmm. They have plenty of talent. Kelly's doing a great job. How high do they go in the rankings if they beat Oregon this week on the road? This is what, number 9 versus number 10?
It shouldn't have anything to do with it. But will past success determine that if it's undefeated UCLA choosing between them and undefeated Clemson? Because, what do you make of the ACC so far?
I'd be honest here for a second. I'd rather see UCLA.
So would I. Right. Especially with how the high-octane offense they have. And it's hard to win in Eugene. That's why I bet Oregon this week, what they've done to people at home so far and how Bo Nix has played so well.
Mm-hmm.
But this was, going to be juicy.
Oh, great season.
It'll be absolute chaos. Yeah.
It helps. I mean, that Tennessee win was so big. And I'm a sucker for that, by the way. When home crowds do that, they carry out the goalpost. I'm always a big fan of that.
The highlight might have been when Iowa did it in the Metrodome.
Oh, to Minnesota.
They took it out of the stadium.
Yeah, they were there. As the visiting team went to Minnesota, had so many fans there, pulled the upset, and then bam, here comes the goalpost outside of the dome.
Ohio State 350 to win the Big Ten. Too low?
Well, what's the money line going to be if they...
What is that, Brian?
On the other side. Yeah, you know what? 250 last week or 2 weeks ago was not too low. Remember, we talked about it then.
You got to give it up to them. I mean, this is Michigan was great Saturday. That was total domination.
Yeah.
That was a great performance by Michigan.
Yeah.
So, but I would take, I also agree with Chris Felica. If Ohio State runs a table, it's going to be Stroud for Heisman, which I even money. He's going to put up video game numbers in all these games.
Oh,
I know Hooker's been awesome. But I think going back the last couple of games, they've only punted three times or something stupid, what Tennessee's doing. But Stroud's going to throw five touchdowns a game.
Every game.
Unless they encounter weather or something.
Hooker's now number 2 on the board, yeah?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Got a Williams, yes.
This is probably, well, it is unfair in my opinion. Like, if he doesn't beat Georgia, he's not going to win the Heisman Trophy, which stinks that I hate the award. I think it's stupid. But
I don't know. They lose 47-44? I don't know.
But Stroud puts up 6 touchdowns every week?
Yeah.
And he had all that preseason hype.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go with Felica, though. It's Stroud if they run the table.
Yep, agreed. NFL Week 8 early lines are up next. Only 2 teams on bye, and this number has moved 4 points since the beginning of the season. It still might not be enough. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home for the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or baseball, Bet Rivers has you covered. New promotions, the Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet and Get, and Sunday Football Parlay Insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
Week number 8. Early lines are up in the National Football League. Next Thursday, very important game. As of right now, both teams are 3-3. The Ravens are playing at the Buccaneers. And Tampa opened up as a 3-point favorite at the Westgate yesterday.
Oh, good game. Good game.
Both teams are going to need it where they're at. Baltimore for the playoff race. Who knows? Tampa Bay for their division, question mark? Could we be at that point already with the Buccaneers?
Roethlisberger chiming in.
Yeah.
Brady looked like Brady didn't want to be there Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had the wedding. I'm sure he had a good time. It goes back to the Yankee thing, too. I mean, that's what if you have a low tolerance? I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah, but these I don't think like baseball players do.
Oh, come on. You can't assume every guy's a soak or gets after. I mean, what if it's like, hey, Aaron Judge is handing you a champagne or someone?
Did you hear the story of Will Myers last night on the broadcast? He went to a local bar.
I saw, incredible footage.
He couldn't wait to get, because it was like he's been with the Padres his whole career. They finally beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
He said, everything's on me. $1,400. He's like, I'd do this all the time if I could.
Getting after it shots, you know. But that's like if you're celebrating last night, you have a low tolerance. It's like, oh, I'll have a beer. Oh, champagne.
I think I'm going to say my guess is a majority of athletes are okay, are good to go.
Yeah.
But just a guess.
Tom,
I don't know.
So, maybe Tom had a couple cocktails and then the wedding. But that's I found that interesting that Roethlisberger said that.
I would not bet that game, by the way.
Tough call.
Now, how about this now? We do get a London doozy, and it's early. It's 9:30 Eastern time. It's Denver versus Jacksonville. Jacksonville's lane 3.
Oh, boy.
Total is 40.
Oh, God. Another standalone game for the Broncos.
I don't think I'm going to be up at 6:30 that day.
You get that? Yeah. Yeah, you have to be in play. This could be 13-10.
I'll probably bet the game under to begin with.
Who's scoring in that one?
Dallas plays against Chicago. This is going to be your go-to for the Survivor pick. Dallas is 10 at home versus the Bears.
Yeah, interesting. Right. That's quite the conundrum. Do you want to use Dallas against the Lions? You want to use Dallas here, or you want to, if you don't have the Bills, you got to save someone for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you do.
But that's, they should win, but how do you want to navigate that field? Because I certainly, that's a toss-up with the Vikings at home in the other game against New England.
The Saints in Week 8, they're a pick'em versus the Raiders. And that game is in New Orleans.
I'm not like you. I still think the Saints are okay. I just think they've been decimated by injury. And the other thing, they have the most turnovers in the damn league. Take care of the ball, and I'm fine with Dalton. I think they'll be a playoff team, which is there's a good price out there on the Saints to make the playoffs. I think they'll be that's a good game though, and that's that could be the Raiders have to win that game, but that's it.
I actually do go. I like the Saints at a pick 'em at home against the Raiders. Okay. I'd like that number. Yeah. Atlanta is six. Think about this: the Falcons are 6.5 at home to Carolina.
Oh boy!
I don't know where that was in the games of the year before the season started, but it was nowhere near 6.5. And now suddenly you have a team that was considered by many to be the worst team in the entire league. I'll raise my hand. I thought they were going to be in the mix, laying a full touchdown against Carolina.
Imagine if someone suggested, I might use Atlanta and Survivor down the road.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steelers at the Eagles. Eagles are laying 9.5.
Oh, that's a burial. Oh, boy. They'll thump them in that game.
Yeah, I don't.
Off the bye? Yeah.
That's just going to be, the Steelers can't keep up with the Eagles in that game. Dolphins are, let me see here. Is that right? They're -3 at Detroit?
Yeah, that's way too low. Tua's back now. Tua's back.
You think it's too low?
Yeah.
Aren't the Lions going to be starting to get healthy at some point here?
Yeah, those guys make a big difference, I know. St. Brown and Swift, but that's going to be... Come on, the Dolphins, with Tua, they're going to move the ball at will. Teddy moved the ball against the Vikings.
I think the Lions offense will be scoring that. That's got to be...
That is a good point. Miami, they're not stopping people.
That total is 50.
Yeah.
51's kind of a key number in totals, kind of. I like the over in that game.
All right.
In a dome? Sure. Minnesota's 6.5 at home to Arizona.
I don't trust them. I don't want... No.
You don't trust...
I want to see what Adam Chernoff thinks of the Vikings. They are 5-1. They're winning all the close games now after they couldn't win one last year.
Hey, don't forget about this. Hopkins is back for Arizona.
Yes, he is. That's intriguing Thursday. And again, Olave should be back too, though.
I despise this Cardinals team. I think they're terrible. I can't find myself laying 6.5 with the Vikings. Yeah. Can't do it.
No.
Is this too low? Patriots are -1 at the Jets.
Who's playing quarterback?
It doesn't matter.
Why? Zappy's good.
Ed Salmon's at the Westgate. Okay, because I thought you were going to go the other way.
Oh.
Ed Salmon's at the Westgate said last week there's maybe a half a point difference between the two guys, between Zappy and Mac Jones.
You might be right.
I don't think there is a difference between the two of them.
This is a little humble pie for Mac Jones. Kid was great last year. But it's also, we've ripped them plenty of times. It's a good job by Belichick and Patricia here. By saying, okay, we know what's going to work, and do this, do that, telling the kid what to do. Guy's been awesome in the last two games.
Yep.
That's a tough game. I would lean Jets, though. But again, that's a tough call. I mean, Wilson didn't do anything. And I think the Patriots will take away. What does Belichick do? He takes away what you do best. That's Ben Hall in the running game. Make Wilson beat you.
Yep. Tennessee is 3 -120 at Houston. And Tennessee at home this week, they get the Colts. Houston, they get the Raiders this week after the bye.
Yeah, no opinion.
Okay. Seattle is... hosting the Giants, the Seahawks are -1 against New York.
What? Wow. This Giants, no respect for this Giant team.
Well, nobody.
5-1.
Who believes in them?
They're dogs in Seattle. Holy cow.
What's more likely to happen in your opinion? The Giants go off the favorite or this game inches up to Seattle -3?
Oh.
Now, this is a full, we're talking about 10 days away, so something could happen this week, obviously. Some guy gets hurt on either team, so we'll take that out of the equation. I think the Seahawks take money.
You think so?
Yeah, could be wrong. I'll own it if I am. I think the Seahawks take money.
I'll see how they do against the Chargers. Okay.
Oh, how ugly is this game? When is this? Is that a late game? Don't tell me that's a late game. Oh, it's one of the afternoon games. The Colts are 5.5 or 6 to the Commanders.
By the way, guys, Colts favorite, The Wentz revenge game. Okay.
Wait, so those are the four late games next week? Oh, boy. Go golfing. Tennessee at Houston, Washington at Indy, the Rams hosting the Niners, and the Giants at Seattle.
That's tough.
NFL really dropping the ball with this stupid schedule.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
Ugh.
Yes.
And for what it's worth, the Rams are 2.5 at home to the 49ers.
Yeah. Raiders Saints should be one of the late games and move up the Colts or something.
Yep.
Man.
Here's a game that I talked about before the break. So in the preseason, when the Westgate posted every game on the board, they had Bills -4 at home to Green Bay. This is the Sunday night game. It's now 8. Paul, I don't know. Is that a big enough move?
No. Not what I've seen. Then the comments by Rodgers, the lack of, the turnovers that they've had, 8 turnovers in 6 games. They're bad on third down. They're bad on fourth down. They're bad in the red zone. They can't stop the run. No big plays in the passing game. No halftime adjustments. 7 points or fewer in the second half in every game but one.
Yep.
I mean, this is, Bills should bury them.
And right now, the Bills are #1 overall DVOA.
Yeah.
Football Outsiders, offense and defense.
It's a tough week in Survivor. It's going to be another tough week. Week 9 is brutal. Whew. Week 9 is brutal for Survivor. And here, you want to take the Cowboys, okay, but if you don't use Dallas and you want to save them or you have to save them for week 12, you know, Eagles stick out. Do you really want to use, I guess, God, I can't believe I'm saying it. It's Atlanta.
Yeah, dare I say Atlanta?
Right. I mean, this is, that's going to, not a lot of gimmies there,
Indy?
Too.
You want to go Indy?
Yeah.
Against Heinicke at home?
That's possible.
And the Monday night game, Bengals at the Browns, Cleveland opened up 2.5. And the total's in the mid-40s the way it looks. 46 I'm seeing right now.
Cleveland's favored?
No. Cincinnati's
Cleveland.
No, Cincinnati is -2.5, -3 at some spots, gotcha, at the Browns.
All right.
The Bengals are getting a little bit better here now in offense.
Yeah. Well, they can't run the ball, though.
They should be good
on offense. What?
You got to like that he's finding Chase now again.
Yeah.
And he had a big game. And they scored 30 points, so that was big.
Yeah. Tampa Bay. Worst rushing attack in the league, 3 yards per carry. 22nd in the league on third down. 21 points or fewer, 5 of the last 6 games. They played well against the Chiefs offensively. Other than that, I mean, the Dallas win was 19-3, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been ugly on offense.
Very ugly.
Oh, I know they've had injuries, but come on. It's Tom Brady. You don't want to bet against Brady, but this is unacceptable what's going on with the Tampa Bay offense and in Green Bay.
Yep. Boy, some weird numbers there.
It's a weird schedule.
Betting the NFL is hard.
Yeah.
It is. Like, 5-1 Vikings hosting nothing to like Arizona, and I don't know if I can get there with Minnesota. Teasers or anything. Oh, maybe we're wrong on that. Adam Chernoff's going to join the program coming up next. He's going to be in studio, NFL handicapper.
It's hard to go to bat with Cousins in a big game.
Yeah.
Right? Come on.
What does he think of teams like Minnesota? And is it panic time, or is he using patience with teams like the Packers and the Buccaneers?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering on more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
All right, this is going to be outstanding. Longtime friend of the show, NFL analyst and handicapper Adam Chernoff now joins the program. Of course, if you've checked out the show over the years, you know him from his appearances during the NFL season. His podcast is called The Simple Handicap. Making a career move, by the way, somewhat,
yes,
which we'll get into coming up in about 15 minutes. How are you, pal?
Doing great. Good to be down here. Going to be a fun week and a fun weekend ahead, too.
Okay, so we were just talking about we were doing the look-ahead numbers to week 8, right? And the Vikings are at home hosting the Cardinals. The Vikings are 6.5. And I thought Arizona was going to be bad this year. I hate them. I think they're terrible. But I also don't, like, the Vikings are 5-1. Can I lay 6.5 with the Vikings? We're talking about survivor picks. There's something about Minnesota that feels off as well. Where are you at with the Vikings?
So think about Minnesota as what we know them as last year, which was this team that would get out to leads like this. They would get ahead early in the game, and then we'd see Zimmer hammer on the brakes. Everything would come back, and then they'd end up blowing ridiculous games almost week after week after week. It was frustrating to watch. To me, there's been this change within this team where Lions, they're falling behind. They come back. They win the game. Saints, they have a big lead. They blow it. They still win the game. Then the next week against the Bears, same thing. Big lead. Yes. They blow it. Still find the way to win. So it's they have all this talent. It's this great team of now with the offensive coach. But to me, there's this fundamental change where it's a different team that from last year where they blew all these games. Now they're winning ugly. And as a bettor, as a handicapper, you want the teams that get out ahead, get leads, and might not cover, because that's a better indicator of future success than these teams that come back late and get the backdoor covers. I think Minnesota's a really good football team.
Mm, oh, you do? Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Like the Vikings.
Okay. Where are you? Okay. Real or Fugazi, the Giants? Because you were on them before the year.
Of course.
You said Dayball coach of the year. They're 5-1.
If any other team was in this situation, we would probably find flaws with them in some way. And I can't help but look at the Giants and give them a pass in many regards, despite being 5-1. So if we think about it, they've had all these injuries at wide receiver. They've had nobody out there for 3 of their 6 games. They had the London game that they had to travel to. And they're winning because of coaching and offensive play calling. Uh-huh. And so as much as I want to look at the Giants and be like, okay, here's this 5-1 team, the market's not fully respecting them. They're 3-point dogs this week against Jacksonville. And I want to be like, where's the hole here? What's wrong with them? I don't know if there is anything. I think it's just a team that has maybe overachieved to a little bit, but this is what you get when you have really good coaching with really good play calling, and they're just finding ways to win games. And so I don't feel that the Giants are as fraudulent, as we'll call them, as a lot of other teams that we've seen in years past.
How about your team, the other one in New York, the Jets?
The audacity. And I'm a Jets fan. So the last time that I've had fun watching the Jets was in the back room of a casino in Trinidad Tobago in 2011 when the Bart Scott game against the Patriots when they won in the playoffs. Sauce Gardner, at the end of the Packers game, the rookie, ran to somebody in the stands,
yes,
got the cheese hat, put it on his head, and started running around the stadium calling out fans. Robert Saleh got one penalty because he was in the end zone celebrating with his team. You have Breece Hall doing the Lambo leap. This is like a bunch of high school kids with a chaperone who wants to be partying with them. It's unbelievable to watch. It's as explosive and dynamic of offensive talent the Jets have had in about 10 or 11 years. I don't know where this goes, but when we look at their schedule, they get the Broncos now, who may be without Russell Wilson. That's going to be big news coming up. Then you have the Patriots in a QB situation. We don't know.
Hey, what's a downgrade with Ripon, though? You might get a shot in the arm with that.
Well, it's what do you down? What do you upgrade from something that bad? But
okay, sure.
But like we're looking at their schedule. Yeah. Broncos, Pats, Bills is tough, obviously. But then Patriots and Bears. So the Jets have to find a way to win 3 of these 4 upcoming outside of the Bills. And if they can do that, I think they can sneak in the playoffs. But we can't hide the fact that they've had a couple games now. Steelers, QB switch midway through. You get the Dolphins who had to go to Skylar Thompson on the second play. So there's been some of that, too, that I would point and say, let's see what happens here. But there's no denying that it just looks different for the Jets.
You've been pointing that out of, I want to say, like 2 weeks, right? You were saying, I don't know what this means, but every comment coming out of Jets headquarters and the chemistry on the team appears to be like through the roof.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And you see it on social. Like these guys are talking to each other and celebrating and posting pictures. They're acting like they're one of the best teams in the NFL. And at 4-2, they're the second best in the AFC, which is crazy. But it's just from this Jets team that you've just looked at for years and years now and said, like, where do you even find something positive? All of a sudden now there's so much young talent. You see things on both sides of the football. There's something here. I don't know if it translates to a great season the rest of the way, but it's different this year with the Jets. And the pros before the season, I mean, people couldn't get enough of this team in the over, so it's coming to fruition so far.
I bet the over, too.
Yes, you did.
But everyone said, look at the early part of the schedule. Good luck winning some games.
And now they get through it.
I know, and it's so many winnable games on the back end.
Yep.
Two teams we thought would be the best in the league, and certainly the NFC coming in. Patience or panic time? Let's start with the Packers. I just ran it down. Bad on third down, bad on fourth down. Remember, they were so good in the red zone?
Yep.
Bad in the red zone this year. Can't stop the run. And as Rodgers said, we're not generating big plays in the passing game. What do you want to do with the Packers?
I'm stuck with this team because I really want to buy into everything you're hearing them say during the week. So before the London game, Rodgers calls out LaFleur. He says, we got to air it out more. We got to open up the offense. And they did for the first half. And then in the second half, they just abandoned the run that was working. And they end up blowing that game. And then they play the Jets, where whether it was Rodgers' thumb, I don't know. Whether there was just Jets' exuberance to cut them off guard, I don't know. But you're watching this offense struggle to move the football. It's not – like everyone wants to point out the lack of talent at wide receiver, skill. Like I don't – there's guys out there that are making plays when the ball's getting to them. To me, it is just this incredibly slow-moving, stuck-in-the-mud offense that has the potential – when you see them go with tempo – mixing it up in the second half, like they've had some great drives, but they just continue to play as the slowest paced team in the league. I don't understand it. And they're snapping the ball 3 seconds on the play clock, 4 seconds. It to me, it's just really becoming predictable and slow. I don't know. They're now 20-1 to make the, I mean, it's their price points fell off a cliff. It's incredible, but it's, I want to think that they can still come around. So I'm not selling the Packers all the way just yet.
That was a disgusting performance at home against
Terrible.
The Jets.
Yep.
Tampa Bay, worst rushing attack in the league. 22nd on third down. 21 points or fewer, 5 of the last 6 games.
The weird thing about Tampa Bay right now is that there seems to be this head coaching, offensive coordinator push and pull back and forth for who has control over the play calling and what this team does. I don't know how it looks when you have Tom Brady, who left the team that skipped walkthrough on Friday to go drink with Robert Kraft in Manhattan at his wedding on a Friday night, shows up late, has a terrible game at Pittsburgh. They lose that. But Todd Bowles wants to run the ball more. There's no running a game. Byron Leftwich is trying to find something in the passing game. That's not working, too, because the pass protection's not there. And so is it the head coach or the OC leading the way here? If it's one or the other, Todd Bowles, we know, one of the worst head coaches ever in the NFL. Know that very well as the Jets fan, but he's a much better defensive coordinator than he is a head coach. Now put in this role, you just feel like something's not all there with the Bucs, but at the same time, they've had a ton of injuries. They had a bunch of new faces up front blocking. If they ever sort that out, then that makes Brady a lot more comfortable. And so I would say between the Bucs and the Packers, as much as I don't want to all the way sell the Packers, I think there's more optimism overall about the Bucs just because there's probably more offensive talent, but the coaching situation scares me a whole lot more.
We talked about this yesterday on the show. I'll put the number at 3.5, over under that many elite teams right now in the league.
A good number.
I think it's under. I think it's 3 right now. It can change, certainly, but...
Bills, Chiefs, Eagles... And then you're kind of, there's this big drop where then you're at like the Niners, the Vikings, that whole group. Good number, 3.5.
I said maybe the Cowboys eventually. Because I mean, how can you not firmly believe in this defense right now?
You believe in the defense. How healthy is Dak coming back?
Yeah, that's the question.
If we get the games for the week, there might be a take on that one. But yeah, the defense for real right now for the Cowboys. Boomer bust on the secondary side, but... I don't know if I'm putting the Cowboys firmly in that elite group yet. So that's a pretty good number, 3.5.
I don't trust McCarthy or Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody does.
Right. Exactly. Kellen Moore is not a good coordinator.
Yeah.
It's an interesting situation with that head coach OC combo too.
We will continue with Adam Chernoff coming up next. He's sticking around for a little while. We'll find out what he does like this week in the NFL. Also, he's changing things up a little bit, going from covers.com. He's done a great job providing content over the last couple of years, to learning how to become a better and handicapper. Why is he making the move and what is he doing? You'll find out coming up here. And follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Every week, BetRivers has great house specials to help you win big and great football specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
We continue here with Adam Chernoff in studio, NFL analyst and handicapper, longtime guest here on this show. We'll find out what he likes this week in the NFL coming up in a little bit, but he is making a, what do you want to call this, a career move to some extent. You're going to remain in the space. You're going to focus more on betting and handicapping and maybe cut back a little bit on the overall content. Is that fair?
We'll call it a career pivot. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So was at covers.com for close to 2 years, have nothing but good things to say about everything that happens at Covers. Fantastic company, just great people working there. Awesome spot to be. But I realized more so this year than last year it was starting to come in, but this year I noticed it too, that like outside of sort of the network space at the moment, what goes on here at VSiN and everything, I noticed that where I'm doing a lot of my content and my work, a lot of it sounds the same. A lot of it's starting to sort of meld together and be people talking about the same thing. And what I've noticed myself is that my stuff's starting to sound very similar season after season too. And so there was, when I was starting, there was this growth in the betting side 5-10 years ago that was continuous and learning and learning and learning. I haven't done a lot of that in the last couple of seasons. And so that to me is concerning, because you're obviously talking about betting. And what I'm doing, if you're not improving as a bettor and a handicapper, then that the content isn't improving either from my side personally. And so there's now an opportunity where I can go and learn a lot more about betting, learn a lot more about handicapping, and become even better.
So you're making the move from covers.com, and you've been living in Calgary now.
Yep.
You're from that area.
From Saskatchewan, Canada, originally, right? And now in Alberta. That's right.
So eventually you're going to be making the move to somewhere in Southern California.
That's the hope. Yeah.
Around, like, well, Manhattan Beach. Totally different lifestyle for you.
Completely different. And so I'm going to work for Right Angle Sports, yep. which is a betting syndicate, betting group that is a team of professionals. And so I'm going in to learn from them. A couple of them are based in that area. They're scattered all around. They're as successful as it gets when it comes to betting on college sports. They've now had a ton of success in the NFL. And so to me, avoiding winter, first and foremost, there's a border and customs situation where you can't just, as a Canadian, just pack up and move into the States. But I think for sure, winters in California, a lot more appealing than winters in Alberta, Canada. Right. Don't get me wrong. Love Alberta and Canada, but you can get warm weather every day. I've
been to Saskatchewan.
Oh, boy.
Regina, Saskatoon, a goalie camp.
There we go. What was the goal? Where was the goalie camp?
It was in Saskatoon. Yeah, and then right in one. I mean, it's something, man. It's a scene.
In winter, it is desolate.
Can you put a price on that, though? To wake up and it's perfect every day, as opposed to what you have in Calgary and Saskatchewan. But you're going to find out what the price is going to be. We're going from a townhouse in Calgary to Manhattan Beach or something. Who knows?
I am willing to take the hit to the wallet to find out. I'm pretty sure I know how this plays out and what the end result is. But, when you get to... Right now is okay because you're still not dealing with like the foot or two of snow outside. But when it gets to like January 12th and you wake up and you go outside and you look around and it's dark and it's 8:30 in the morning and you're just freezing and your face hurts. It's like, there's got to be a better way.
It gets old after a while.
We're going to find out.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. You're going to hit traffic though too.
So can you explain a little bit more about what the operation is like at Right Angle Sports? I'm aware of them. I have been for a long time.
Yep.
But for many people watching the show, they may have never heard of them before. I don't know what you're willing to say and what they're okay with you saying, but I mean, how deep they really get into this stuff?
Nobody gets into it deeper for college basketball. I'm 100% confident of that. And I haven't experienced it firsthand, but the amount of work and effort that they put in behind the scenes to have the information that myself and anybody watching wishes that they had for every single game, every single day is unmatched. So they put in a ton of work. I don't know the full roster count yet, so to speak, but I know that there's a team of researchers that are looking at every game, pulling in all the information possible. There's a team of professional bettors who are doing all the decision making. They also have a service attached to it at RAS Picks, where it's a professional targeted service where they're working with other people who are either betting large amounts or they are working with people who are trying to bet themselves as groups or anybody who can join into the service. And they've had success with that dating back to 1997. Ed, who's running everything there, is probably as widely respected as anyone that I've ever met in the space from the betting side. And so to be able to go work for them, learn from them is going to be just invaluable for me. And the content that I make from that, hopefully in the future, is going to be even better with my podcast every day and things like that too. So
we had a lot of questions about this.
Sure.
You're going to keep the podcast going. And more importantly for us, you're going to keep coming on the show with us.
Oh, my dad's watching at home. It was his first questions. I told him, I was like, I'm making the move. And he's like, are you still going on with Mitch and Polly? I was like, absolutely. And so,
Very important question.
Of course. And so, I'll be here as we planned. And then there might be potential where I learn enough about college basketball in the next few months that post-football season, there can be some college basketball talk for the first time ever from my side. So we'll see how I do. Hopefully I do well.
You know, I commend you, too, because I wonder how many people in your position would put their feet up and say, okay, I'm at covers, I have a big following, I got this, but I can learn and become better at what I do. That's very interesting that you're deciding to do that. I wonder how many people would do what your approach is going to be here.
There's so many different ways that you can now make a living in betting. And so it's not really defined where 15 years ago when I started, you were either betting or you were booking.
But you also blew up. I mean, you have a big following of covers. I mean, that was...
I'm going to miss the shows for sure. Yeah. But there was, to me, doing it, especially this year, like I just knew that like this was myself. I wasn't getting better with the betting side. And when you're doing 6 shows a week, 10 shows a week, 15 shows a week, whatever it was, it's hard to find time too to do that well and improve at doing the media. Like there's the biggest conversation is, well, why aren't the best bettors on all these shows and ESPN and Fox and all these big channels? Like, why aren't they doing all these shows?
It's like, because this is hard. You guys are doing this every single day. It is hard to do 20 minutes, let alone 3 hours every single day. And so to get good at that, but then still get good from the betting side and improve on that, it is a very hard balance back and forth. And so there's a lot of people that get into it. They get the salary, they get the media opportunities, and they're like, this is great. And that's fantastic for them. But for me, the passion that I have is from the betting side, always has been and always will. And so to get better at that is valuable for me.
To Paulie's point, totally, yeah, we tip our cap to you, man, for making this move. Something you didn't have to do, but you wanted to do, so
yep.
Good for you. So then to pivot this week in the NFL, what are some early looks that you have for this week?
I like that segue.
Yeah.
This is the first one we'll get into. You guys know this. This should be on a T-shirt, the Jared Goff betting checklist.
Okay.
We've been here a couple times over the last few seasons here on the show. Is he on the road? Is he under pressure? Is he laying points? We're probably not going to see a situation, maybe again, as him as a starting quarterback, where he's going to be laying any significant points on the road. So that's like the third point of the checklist is dying out. But like you mentioned last segment, Paulie, like this Cowboys defense, whether or not the secondary is for real, we'll see. But what we know for certain, this defensive line is for real. And as good as the Lions offensive line has had the potential to be, we saw the Eagles offensive line, which is much better. One of the best units in the league, especially in the second half, really struggle when the Cowboys said, we're going to bring blitz, we're going to bring extra guys. They were able to generate pressure. Nobody's generating more pressure per snap than the Dallas Cowboys. Jared Goff is going to be all over this. And we know what happens when he faces pressure, falls off of a cliff. I'm anti-Dan Campbell, have been all season. That continues here. But more importantly, Prescott comes back, so that's an upgrade. One of the odds makers that I respect the most in the NFL last week, or for the last game for the Lions, said that the Patriots, if they had Mac Jones in that game, would have been 6.5-point favorites. The Patriots closed 3.5.
Mm.
So I'm looking here at 7. You get Dak back. That's kind of the same price point to someone that I really respect was making the Pats with Jones. I think the Cowboys better than that. So I know this is at 7. Prescott is going to practice today. I think all week as he practices, this number will tick up a little bit. The Lions defense is a fade in play here. A lot going on, but this is, to me, a spot where the Cowboys get a big win at home against a lifeless Lions team. And we should start talking about Dan Campbell getting on the hot seat. When's his time to go?
Wow.
That needs to,
okay.
This might be the turning point.
Let's quickly do a pro tip here. You get one every single hour on VSiN. The line here may be a little bit fishy in college football. Well, sharp money was on LSU. They opened up the dog. Now they're favored, unranked home favorite versus a ranked team. And at some spots, getting about 30% of the bets. The pro tip of the hour, doing every hour on VSiN across every show. That means at least 20 every day. Available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. We'll continue with Adam Chernoff coming up in the next hour. Another story. I'm not so sure how much he can say about this. He's told it before many, many years ago. He could have been retired by now.
Oh,
could have. Could have been. Uh-oh. I see some...
Me too.
Right? He's a little hesitant here, but we'll see what we can extract from him coming up the next hour. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.